Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 612. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning. That was a late hello.
Good morning. Yeah, Skype is not acting good to me this morning, so you glitched and then came back to me.
A little glitchy but glitch.
It's all good. Yeah, a little something something.
Mm-hmm. It's a little chilly this morning, but it's supposed to be nice today.
That's what they say,
but It's cold right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a good week this week weather-wise. Cold in the morning, then it warms up.
You like the chilly?
I like it cool. Like, I don't mind wearing a light jacket. I don't like the chilly where your hands are freezing all the time.
Yeah, I'm not ready for cold yet. Like, I'm okay with chilly, but I'm not ready for cold. And I feel like because the way this year has been, it's going to be, we're due a couple chilly and then it's just going to snap off to freezing cold.
Yeah. Then people are talking about how this is going to be a really bad winter because all the hurricanes and forecasting. And
yeah. The old timers keep telling me it's going to be a bad one.
Mm-hmm. But bad isn't what, just it's going to be cold? Or are we getting snow? Are we getting ice? I mean, what? But they can't tell us that.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't had an actual like good ass snow in a long time. So I mean, it might be cold, but I don't expect much. Yeah, cold.
Yeah, for years, all we get is like two good dust storms of snow, and that's about it. We don't have that good December, January, February snow.
Yep. I don't expect any ice. I don't expect any snow. I mean, of consequence.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it'll be cold. But I mean, there were some cold days last year and the year before, like really cold. I expect some of that, but I don't know. I'm in the camp of let's just get the cold started. Let's get it gone and let's get back to the weather I like. I'm a fan of spring, summer, and fall. It's just winter I don't care for.
Now, watching the Titans, going to the Titans games, have you done a snow day? I don't think it's snow.
Never done a snow day, but the Texans game a couple years ago was like 7 degrees.
Ooh.
Which is not cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never done a snow day. It might have even been last year.
Now, what about when you played high school football? Any snow days? Do you remember?
Never played in the snow.
We
played in the cold again, but never the snow.
We went to Mayfield, Kentucky, and we played, and it started snowing a little bit. And we're like, oh, a snow game. But it stopped. It snowed for like 30 minutes, and it didn't. It barely hit the ground. It was like drying up as soon as it hit.
But yeah.
We were excited.
I've played in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the rain sucks.
Rain sucks. Played in the cold, played in the hot, obviously, but never any snow. I mean, like to think back, I don't even remember the last time we got a prop, like something more than a dusting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, years and years ago, you know, when I was a kid, there's pictures of me like pulling sleds through like feet of snow.
Right.
It just doesn't happen anymore.
No, it snows. It's almost melted in 2 days.
Yeah, because the ground temperature is always so high because the weather is so finicky around here.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have an 80-degree day in December. I mean, it just, it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it's not a tough winter. I will say that I agree. All the old timers are telling me it's going to be. So we'll see what happens, but it is a little chilly out there. I think it was mid-40s, it said this morning, but it feels colder.
Yeah, it does.
To me, so I don't know.
I got my blanket on my legs right now because it's cold in the
summer. Oh, do you?
Yep.
Dude, I'm in shorts and a pair of flip-flops.
Well, I have shorts and a t-shirt on, but my legs are cold because this room is notoriously cold.
I actually think this room's cold right now, too.
And see, there's a window unit in the window back here right now, so the air is coming through the window because I don't take that window unit out.
Yeah.
And even if I covered up, the air is still getting in the cold.
Yep. What else you got?
Oh, let's see. What did I do?
Do anything fun this week?
No, nothing fun. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, are you still cutting your grass or did you stop?
So, I believe I cut it last week. I haven't cut it this week. It's like my back could probably use it. I got a couple weeds popping up,
mm-hmm.
but the front doesn't really need it. I'm really debating on whether or not I do it today, but the Titans play the Detroit Lions, so I'll have some free time. I may end up getting it mowed today. I may let it go another week and then get it like one. Here's my thought is if I can let it go one more week and then get like a proper mow, like a really good mow when there's actually some grass, because the last few times I've mowed, it's a little hard to tell where I'm mowing at.
Right.
So I'm thinking if I can let it get another week of growth on it and then get it one more really good, nice mow where I'm actually cutting grass, that I may be able to go. Cause right now I'm just knocking down weeds. I may be able to go the rest of the year with one more. Are you still mowing?
Well, I was going to say, I wasn't going to at all. The grass looks pretty good. And there's a couple areas that the grass is getting a little, or the weeds or whatever, getting a little high. But then my neighbor, like when you look at my house to what on the right, where the shitty people were at, the new owner comes in, they're remodeling. Well, they're planting. So they plant all these plants in the front. They plant some plants in the back. But they decided to cut the grass. So now when I get on my driveway, I can see the where theirs is lower and mine's higher on just that one side.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, now I'm going to have to come out here and cut this because I just don't like it. And they cut it like on Wednesday. So every day this week I've been looking at it like, man, I'm going to have to cut it.
Did you mow last weekend?
No, I have not. I haven't mowed in about 3 weeks.
Okay, yeah. So I've got 2 weeks worth of growth on mine. I don't know. I think I'm going to try to let it go one more week and then get it. Because I think that I want to cut the grass one more time and not just the weeds. I'm hoping that if I give it another week, but you know, we haven't had rain in like 14 or 15 days or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what it's going to do. I will say we don't have frost. Mm-hmm. We haven't had frost all next week. So the grass should start to grow a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to get one more cut, but I don't think it'll be today.
Yeah. I'm probably will cut it today because we ain't got really nothing going on unless the wife decides to say, hey, let's go do this.
Yeah.
Try to get out there and I got to do some more stuff downstairs. But that my neighbor's house is looking pretty good. So hopefully they sell it soon.
Yeah. It'll bump up the comps for your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. My house.
Let a couple more sell and then get yours in the order it needs to be in. And you'll be paid off on their work.
Yeah.
That's how neighborhoods get flipped over. I mean, somebody comes in, does the work, drives the comps up. And then a couple more people do it. And pretty soon that becomes the new standard. And then you can't sell anything that's not as nice as those. And then suddenly the neighborhood completely flips over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause they've been selling. I think about 6 or 7 houses on the street alone have sold in the last year.
Yeah. I see it all the time with places where one house you're like, oh, that's weird to put such a nice house right there. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, they're all nice now. I get it.
Yeah.
Because an investor comes in and just starts scooping them up. And then once they do, the people who are still there either are staying and want to make theirs nice or are going to sell theirs and just go somewhere else, which is typically what you see. They're like, hey, if you're willing to pay me X amount of dollars for a house here, then I'm going to let this baby go.
Yeah. So like where I live, then where your dad works at.
Yep.
So instead of going that way, you go the opposite way out of my street. Mm-hmm. Then you turn right. You go down maybe like 2 blocks. And there's the same thing. There was a house they tore down. Someone built it. And then now when you look at it, there's like 8, 9 houses like that were – there's someone's buying them all up.
Yep.
And slowly
that's
just
what happens.
Buying the house, destroying it, and building a new one.
Yeah, because they'll turn the neighborhood – the developer doing that is going to turn the neighborhood over themselves.
Yeah, they're buying the house for like $70,000 and putting a $280,000 house up.
Yep. I've long said that if someone ever just decides – because where I live – there's not a lot of comps for where I live at.
Yeah.
And so they have to pull from like neighborhoods behind me, which are much nicer and bigger houses.
Mm-hmm.
So I have really high comps here. And I've long said, like, if someone ever just loses their mind and knocks on my door, like I'm going to have paperwork ready. The other thing is I'm kind of sandwiched between some industrial, both light and heavy industrial.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do believe there's a world in one day which someone builds something that I can't live next to and they just have to knock on the door and write me a check.
Right, because you guys got that new building being built across the street from you.
Yeah.
Well, the big street, not your main road, but.
Yeah, so there's like, I mean, I'm surrounded by stuff you probably don't want to live by anyways because there's a battery plant in front of me and behind me now, or will be behind me. But I figure one day they'll build something that I just, that like everyone has to go.
Yeah, they
and it's only going to disturb like 5 or 6 houses, right? So I'll hold out. I talked to my neighbor. She talked to me about it. She said, will you hold out? And I said, I'll hold out like once. Like, I'll hold out on the initial offer, but I'm taking the next one, like, just so you know. Because she wanted to, like, hold out to the end for a bigger payday. But I'm like, I've seen this story. Some people don't get anything.
Right. They start fucking with it. They start building around you and
And you hold out until your property value is nothing and they're offering you pennies on the dollar. And I'll hold out one time. I'll give them an initial no on that first check. But
Right.
the second one, I will be like at the bank waiting for it to deposit it. So that's really my hope. And what happens is that, you know, it's great to have it. It's great to own a piece of property. But at the end of the day, if somebody wants to overpay, I would allow that.
Yeah.
I would allow an overreach on this. So
that's like ours. I mean, our house was only worth X amount of dollars. And I got real estate agents telling me they can sell my house for like four or five times what it was 3 years ago because all the other houses selling in my neighborhood. And then my neighbor just sold that one. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. Your location is good. You just need to wait for your neighborhood to flip a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
because your location is good. Because the more, you know, downtown in Clarksville has flipped over. And now that it's turned and people want to be down there, you know, now that Clarksville's putting in more sidewalks and making it a little more accessible, and, you know, you've got so many, there's enough in that area now that you almost don't have to go to the other side of town.
So her grandma used to walk from here to downtown.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a walk for me, but I'm sure people could do it. It's a good bike ride if there were sidewalks.
Yeah, so there's a sidewalk way you can go to get to downtown. You to go up and then turn left on Greenwood and go down that way. When I used to go to Greenwood middle school when I first got here, we would go from there and walk all the way to Austin Peay to do our like our Great May Play Day and whatever, the little events and stuff. We would go to Austin Peay probably three. I think we went there three or four times.
So yeah, you just got to get out, go up that hill, and then once like past Dad's work, once you get up there, you're like you're sidewalked out, right?
Well, no, you go the opposite direction. From my
other sidewalks all the way.
Yeah. So you go across the street, walk on the from my walk up towards Greenwood, turn left, and there's a sidewalk that takes you all the way down to Austin Peay. You think it's like a
30-minute walk?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't walking that long. But it's probably only like a 10-minute bike ride.
Oh yeah. You know, I've rode my bike from here to downtown before.
Yeah. It's not so bad. So is it, you know, I think the location has got a lot going for it. So you just need one or two more houses to do what the neighbors did. And then you're ready.
Oh yeah.
Ready to cook. What else you got going? I didn't do anything this week. I literally worked and I dabbled with a few games.
Oh shit. I was gonna say that was real estate 101 with Ryan and Gerald.
Yeah, that was. You're welcome. Also Skype. We're going to talk over each other, I'm sure. Skype is terrible on my end. You freeze up like every fifth word.
Oh man, you only froze up once on mine so far.
Yeah, so if we don't make any sense, that's why.
I think we're good right now. We'll continue.
Yeah, don't blame us. Blame Skype.
So you didn't really play anything, you said?
I played a little bit. I didn't really do anything. I just worked and then came home and I had work to do once I got home. I played Party Animals has cats versus dogs going. They also have a Halloween event going. And Cats versus Dogs wraps up in like 5 days. So we just been kind of at this sprint to try to get that finished up. It was neat. They did a Cats versus Dogs, which have two, what you would call like battle passes. You could earn cats rewards or dog rewards. But the cool thing is when you finish one pass, they actually let you spy in on the other one and earn rewards, even though you're not moving the team totals forward. And so you actually can do like two full battle passes, which is kind of neat. They're free. The downside to it is they had a reward system at the end for the winning team, but in typical internet fashion, people got their feelings hurt that everybody might not get everything.
Right.
And so they've now changed it to where everybody's a winner basically.
Oh, that sucks.
It's a little disappointing. Yeah. This podcast isn't long enough for us to talk about that, the way that competition has become in the US. But yeah, everyone will now be a winner in Cats versus Dogs. Everybody can get everything. So no need to worry. It was that if you were on the losing team. So if you look there in that picture, the Cats versus Dog picture, those are like your,
hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to Falling for outfits. You, a YouTube channel chronicling
the winning team gets theirs, but also gets the ability to get the other one, and the losing team would get theirs, but not have the ability to get the other teams.
Oh, okay.
So if Cats won, Cats has the ability to have the cat and the dog, but the dog team would not have the ability to get the cat costume. That was the only difference. You could get everything else. You just wouldn't get the winning team's mascot. And they changed it. Now everybody can get everything. No one's a loser. No one's a winner. Everybody's a participation trophy.
Oh, is that? I don't know about that. Yeah, it would, me too.
What was the point of it? Like, if there wasn't going to be a winner and a loser, what was the point of even picking a faction? You should have just done two passes and let people just play through both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no winner and loser now. Cats are in the lead. There is still a benefit to it. It's still cheaper to be able to get the costume at the end. It just is a little discouraging for, like, I like the idea of having something someone else doesn't.
Right.
Right. Like, if my team lost and I didn't have a costume, I would live with that, because that's the point of competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always be like, dang, if I could have played more or whatever, chose a better side, however, you know, you want to look at it. Now it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. You could just pick anything.
Right. Because the whole nostalgia fact of you going in and playing, all of a sudden you see someone with a costume you don't have.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, where'd they get that?
It happens, but it happens rarely, and it's usually a regional thing. Mm-hmm. Because everything else is super accessible. They keep stuff in the store forever so you can get a chance. Everybody gets it. Let's wait till everybody's got money to buy it. Like, I love the idea of putting something in the store for 12 hours, and if you don't have enough credits to get it, you better grind your ass off, because it's gone. It's gone.
So that's that, you know, that Fall 76, that's what they're doing now. They're bringing back all the old stuff that people missed out on because they have so many new players. And they're like, well, we want these new players to get that stuff that was released 3 years ago that they missed out on because they saw someone with it. And now they have a chance to get pretty much everything that's – you can go on there and get anything that someone else has already had. And I'm like, well, damn, I busted my ass grinding through to get this body armor, this power armor suit and the skin for it, and now you're giving it to the newbies.
It's not even special. Everybody's got it now.
Yeah, anybody can pretty much get it. Or you have something in your camp, you can post up and you're like, oh damn, how'd they get that? Where'd they get that? Nope. You know, you can get it.
Yeah, that's the way Party Animals has always been.
Now GTA hasn't done that. GTA is the same as like they'll bring stuff back here and there, but you still have to do stuff to get the item. You have to spend money on it.
Like, yeah, we used to. Go ahead.
I said they would take cars out of the game. You can't get the card, and all of a sudden they'll bring it back. But you have to spend like three times as much as it originally was worth.
GTA. We used to, you know, I'm okay with them bringing stuff back, but let's make it like insanely expensive when we bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
So like if a costume is the currency in Party Animals is like cookies or biscuits or whatever they are. Let they bring it back. It was 10,000 cookies to start with. Bring it back for 100,000.
Yeah.
Make it hard to get if you missed it the first time around. Make those legacy costumes or change them a little bit, right? The first one was blue. This one is purple. So people know like you don't have like the original issue of it.
Yeah.
Something like that to where there was a reason for me to play, because you could pick up Party Animals today and get every costume just about that I have, which is insane because I've been playing for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But with enough time and effort, there's very few that you couldn't get. They've retired some, but not very many.
Right. Chance of them probably bringing it back might be pretty high.
Very high.
Yeah.
Very high.
Yeah. So,
devil in me.
Mm-hmm.
Five main characters. At the end of the day, me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, were able to end the game with two surviving characters.
Ooh.
So we did lose three. Two of them were his fault. One of them was my fault. And I would say we did a pretty damn poor job with this one. you know, it's you're given a decision or a series of decisions which lead to a death, but there are times where there's no clear answer on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are times where you're like, I don't know. And because of how we play the game, you know, the decision is either on him or on me, and we're just like staring at the screen. And luckily, so when he killed a person both times, I was in the scene. And so I know what he did.
Yeah.
Then when I killed a character, he wasn't even in the scene. I was given a choice A or B. I chose B, and apparently B kills the person, and I assume A would have kept him alive, or A would have killed two people. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely killed one person. It may have been the events leading to that event, and there may have been no way to stop the death at that point. But something I did for sure killed somebody. So it was unfortunate. I would have liked to have gotten out with at least more than we lost.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, those games are fun. I enjoy those. I had stayed away from what the next game is because they always announce it at the end. I had stayed away from all the spoilers. If we talked about it here, I don't remember that we did.
Right.
But it's a sci-fi game, and that's disappointing to me. I don't like sci-fi.
Yeah. So now this game, I forget. This is only co-op only, right? Just two-player? These games?
I think they're just two-player, and then they have like a movie night deal where like if you have people over your house, you can pass the controller around. It tells you when to pass it to which side and stuff. But I believe it's just two-player. The great thing about these games, they're all on the pass. And mm-hmm. you could play them all with someone else and be a totally different experience.
Yeah.
So, like, what we should have done is write down who we started with. It's beginning to ask you to pick a character. Who is who?
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you two options. Are you A or are you B? And you could play through the game again with Howard. And if you pick the opposite character, he will have seen basically nothing you're doing because he didn't play that side. And it's all new to you. So you could for sure play the game twice and have a totally new experience. But it's been so long since I've played the other ones, I could probably play all the way through all of them and be completely surprised again.
Yeah, so it's this is a two-player online, but you actually could play 1 to 5 players. I guess that's that party mode.
Yeah, that's what it is.
See, this would be cool if they had a game like this that we all could play as one of our game nights.
Well, see, so the game I plan on picking is The Quarry, which is made by them, and it is... We can all play it. The problem is you're not controlling a character. Whoever's not controlling the character just mm-hmm. gets to vote on the decisions. So the way I figured we would try to do it is, like, let's say I played it the first night, then you would play it the second night, and then Patman would play it the third night. And then, you know, that's how I figured we would try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, you're in control one night, and the rest of the time you're just making decisions. I don't know if it'll work that way or if it all has to be like me in control. The other problem with it, and it is what it is, but the person playing the game earns trophies, which is a little disappointing. Howard doesn't think it's going to be a good fit for us to play it. It may not be. I need to do some research. If we can't all take control for a night, then I probably won't pick it. But that is my plan to pick it because I think it would be fun to see, based on the decisions that are made, what'll be, you know, how that outcome will go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because you know someone's like going to pick something that doesn't everyone else like.
I would like to think that we were all making decisions to move the game forward, but I will tell you, sometimes Howard makes decisions that I do not agree with.
Oh, yeah, no, he...
And because there's four of us,
mm-hmm.
it only takes two people to decide to make the decision that one of us doesn't like, and the whole thing is going to flip. In the dark pictures, it always asks if you want hints in between, like the narrator cuts in certain parts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, would you like a hint? I always pick no, and he always picks yes. And there are times in the game where I don't know what his decisions are, but I don't like the one that he picked.
Right.
So I assume the other was a better option. But, you know, it would be fun with all of us as long as we can all take control. But I'm afraid if we can't, and then you're just watching me play the game, that we're going to have two people for sure that aren't paying any attention.
Yeah. So it says there's 12 chapters in it. 10 of them are actually story based. So we do four. We can each do 3 chapters each, but
it'd be perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've already done the opening chapter. I've already played it. Me and Howard played it. So I would let somebody else start, and then we would kind of work our way through it, I think. The cool thing is, the bad thing is when we voted, the host is the tiebreaker. The person that like is running it is the tiebreaker. So when we try to play with two people, Howard would vote, I would vote, and no matter what, it would always be my decision.
Right, because you were the main.
Because I was the main. So if he went with me, it was that decision. But if he went against me, it was 1-1, and I'm the tiebreaker. So it's super unfortunate that we couldn't play it that way. But if it doesn't work where we can all take control at night, then I'll just probably play that game alone. It's the only one of these type games that Supermassive has played that or made that I haven't played. So I do want to get through it.
Right, yeah, because you can imagine someone's going to be on Reddit, the other person's going to be on Instagram, one will be sleeping.
Correct. And that's why it's important that we all be able to vote, but we all have a night. So at least on that night, you're paying attention and you're engaged. But I may be, if I can make it work, I'm gonna be a little selfish and play that game just because I want to play it. It's a teen like camp horror game. I think it'll be fun. You know, hopefully everybody sort of pays attention. And there's not TikTok going in the background while we're playing.
Right. Like I want to play these, the Dark Panther anthologies, but I don't want to, I can play it by myself, but I don't want to play it by myself.
Yeah. I'll play them again with you and I'm sure Howard will too. I probably would balance. I've played Man of Medan twice. So I probably wouldn't play that one, but he's only played it once. If you played that one with him, Little Hope with me, House of Ash with him, and then I'll run back through The Devil Inside Me with you. We could do something like that where we each kind of played through every other one with you. That would be fun too. Because I played The Man of Medan with Dan, and then I played it with Howard. So I probably have seen every side of that one. I don't know how good my memory is, but it would be fun to for us to all be switching off to. They're all in the past, so they're all free.
Oh, yeah. I think they're all in my library ready to go.
Yeah. Well, let me know. Maybe we'll make a plan. I'll try to remember to talk to Howard about it.
Okay. So what else besides?
I think I did. So Astrobot introduced those speed runs.
Did you try them?
I have completed the first and second one. And so I did those. I also booted up and played the tutorial of Expeditions, which is the Mudrunners game. I think that's the next thing him and I are going to play together. Excuse me. And I believe that is it. Not a lot going on as far as new stuff.
Yeah. So with me, I finished Ghost of Tsushima.
Yep.
Finally, platinumed it.
You got the platinum.
Yeah, 100%. The storyline wise, I went through and I had all but like two trophies. I just had to go back and get two trophies really quick. And those were pretty easy once I followed like the, saw what they were that I needed and then went online. And I was like, oh shit, okay, I didn't do this. It was just two random ones that you had to kill. I had to kill five people in a row with the ghost dance. And I didn't use the armor that allows you to do that. Then there was like another one that I had to get, but the game ended, liked it. There's two decisions you can choose at the end to decide for your character. Towards the end. And I chose one to get one ending and not the other. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who is still out there playing or wants to play it, but there's two endings. I chose one, which I say is the good ending, not the bad one. I kind of feel like they left it open. Or they could do a second one. Yeah, but the new Ghost of Tsushima game is not Ghost of Tsushima, it's Ghost of Yuna or something like that.
Yeah, it's completely new story, correct?
Yeah, totally no story. But the way this one ended, like, okay, wait a minute, there's more you can do in this one. So I wonder if they're going to come back to it later on, if they or not, or they're going to, these two are going to like lead up to together. But this next game and this game will do like a two-player. You go where you play both characters in like the third game of this.
Now, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you have kind of struggled to get through this game. Did that change towards the end? Like, did you get a little more engaged?
Oh yeah, because I wanted to get it done.
Like as that story was closing out. Yeah, not just to get it done though. Were you more like? Was there a moment where you're like, you know what? Like I am excited to see this, or did it stay a grind the whole time?
Well, no, I like the story. The story is amazing. Just the grinding of it, I didn't like because you're trying to go from one area to another without fast traveling because you want to see the scenery, but then you have to fight somebody every 30 seconds. And I'm like, man, and then I got to the point where I just riding around the people, the fighting, or just plowing through them and just keep on riding and not riding the horse through and not even bothering to fighting, just gets on my nerves. But then I'll see like years, sometimes you're just like walking, the enemies are walking, you can ride through them and keep on going. And then sometimes I'll have somebody that they've captured on. Well, damn, I want to save the person because, you know, I don't know how this is going to be at the end. If I just let people just die.
Right.
And so I'll try to save the people. And then that takes up, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes of my time.
Gotcha. Did if two was out now, would you jump immediately into it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird because I know that you never acted like you had fun with it.
No, it was not fun. It was, like I say, it was a grind. I think it was so massive. I mean, there was three parts of this game. You had your first island, or like the main, then you would go up and do a bunch of stuff, then you would go up again and do another. Then they did the DLC island. So it's basically four areas you had to uncover and unlock, and they were so massive.
Do you think you would have benefited by playing through that game, like playing through the game, then DLC coming out and you've revisited the DLC versus like having so much up front for you to do?
No, the DLC helped me out later on in the game because you level up so quick. And so towards the end of the game, you're pretty much just mollywopping anybody you get in touch with.
Yeah, mollywopping. Like that.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So there's...
So you think the way that you played that is the correct way to play it?
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can go to the DLC island like early in the game. Like it's on the first tier part of the island. So damn, okay, do I go to this island now or do I wait? So I did a couple things. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go to this island and take care of this.
Right.
Something told me to go there. And so I went there. And.
But do you think the game wouldn't have felt so massive? Have you like...
No. It was massive. Because I like to uncover, like anytime you have to uncover areas of the map, I like to do that first.
But I guess like what I'm saying is if you had played the game before the DLC islands were there, the game might have felt a little more contained.
Yes, I don't know if I would even wanted to play the DLC if it came out.
Oh, like you think you would have beat the game and just checked out?
Yeah, because the DLC has like a lot to do, like... I think they wanted you to play the DLC before you played the third chapter, at least. Because they bring up so much stuff with your uncle and your dad. And then at the very end of the game, there's certain things that happens and you're like, okay, wait a minute. This has nothing to do. I think the story-wise, it would mess it up.
Right.
If you went back to the island, if you finished the game.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you got the platinum. I, for some reason, knew you were going to finish it, but I didn't realize that, which, I mean, obviously, for two trophies away, why not? But I wasn't expecting you to just to be, like, done platinum.
Oh, yeah. I just looked at it. I was like, well, what trophies do I need? Oh, I only need two of them. Okay, here. I can do this one really quick. Where's this other one? Oh, that might take 30 minutes to do. Okay.
Did you know you were close?
Like, yeah.
When you were playing, you had an idea that you're like, hey, I'm getting an awful lot of trophies.
Yeah, as it's going through, I can see it, like the percentage going up and up and up and up. And I'm like 90%, 93%. I'm like, well, damn, I'm really close to this. Just playing the game.
Sometimes I like that trophies work that way. Mm-hmm. I don't mind one or two grind trophies, but I like to just like naturally get through a trophy list, mostly in a story game by playing the game.
Yeah, because like you have to unlock all the hot springs. You have to unlock all the, you have to go to all the hot springs. You have to go to all the Haku areas and the subject, which I did anyway, because I travel everywhere. I wore the armor that would give you a ding and let you know something's close by, and I would go try to find it. And so that helped out big time.
Do you know if there are any missable like story trophies?
No. Story trophies are just that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of side quests you can miss out on, which I didn't do all the side quests. I didn't get all the armors. I didn't unlock every headband that you can get. I did all the main story stuff and random things. There's banners. You have to collect banners. On the DLC one, you need all the banners to get the trophy, which the island's small enough where I can get that. The bigger island, I think I have 33 out of the 40 banners, which you don't need a trophy for that.
Yeah. Will you ever go back and get them though?
No.
No, it's done. No.
Yeah, it's done. There's no sense to it. The banner, all it does is unlock a paint scheme of a horse armor. That's all the banners do, which I don't like that color because I could see the color and that's one I wouldn't even choose anyway.
Gotcha.
Let's see what else I played. I've decided to jump into two games. I'm going back and forth with. I'm started finishing The Expanse Telltale.
I saw you on. I think I saw you pop up. You played that this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I saw you on one night. It said you were playing it.
Yeah. So I started it up. I got like an hour in a long time ago and I was like, I really want to dive into this, but I was playing other games. So now I'm full on this one and I'm playing Call of Duty World War II, just a shooter, just going to run through. I'm not worried about platinum. I'm just going to get a break and do something different.
So are you going to play the new Call of Duty?
probably years from now. I'm behind on Call of Duties.
Yeah.
But I only want to play this campaign. Like, I downloaded Black Ops 4, but there's no campaign for it, so I just deleted
it. Got rid of it. Yeah. Yeah,
because I just want to play the campaign just to get something different. This storyline's really, really good. It kind of reminds me of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
It takes you into that same, like, story arc. You're going through kind of like the same thing, but it's not called Saving Private Ryan or so, but you follow like the way the towns they go through and things that happen. Then we played their multiplayer madness. That was pretty much all I played.
Yeah, which was a shit show.
Yes.
It was a shit show of an evening on the multiplayer, which is week three of, we missed a week, so it was week three of Sea of Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was messy. It was very reminiscent of the first time we played Sea of Thieves.
See, this time I think we're all engaged, like, to really do something.
Except friend of the show, Patman.
Yeah, he decided to wreck the ship, sink it the first.
He sunk the ship 5 minutes in.
Yeah, sunk it. We don't know what happened.
You know, he's driving the boat now, but I will say, like, he doesn't get off the boat. He doesn't really pay attention. He just, once we get where we're going, he just stands there.
Mm-hmm.
Back on Reddit. You know, all these things are why I do have a fear of trying to play the quarry with everybody, but I still think I'm going to try. But there are some engagement issues at times.
Yeah, then the second time we crashed, that's where the only time he was engaged, because it was a battle. It was a fight.
Yeah, he likes a fight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm guilty of checking out sometimes in Sea of Thieves. I try not to, but I do get frustrated sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I eventually checked out when we played this week because of just the comedy of errors that we made. Like, as soon as we start, the ship sinks, and then we have to start over, and then the mission we do is 65,000 nautical miles away, and like on the way there, it's like we stop and we collect several treasures, and then we need to go sell the treasures, and then we end up in a battle with somebody, and the ship is sunk again, and then we start over again, and then we're heading that direction, and then we find another treasure, and then we're back to going, you know, mm-hmm. for it again, and then the Megalodon pops up, and then the Megalodon sinks the ship, and it's like, my God,
right?
You know, we couldn't get to where we were going. Nothing was going right, and I just, by the end of it, I was ready to be done for the night.
Well, we did. We got to we got the first sunken ship. Then we get to the second time. We're just flying. And you make a comment early on. Hey, why do you have that flag up to March 205? And then he's like, oh, that's because I'm, you know, look at my pirate, look at my skin. It matches it. So we're going.
I was talking about the sails. Ship looks like we want to get rowdy.
Yeah.
Like, our boat looks aggressive, which makes no sense because none of us are good at the game.
Right. And so you asked him, he's like, well, look at my outfit. So I wanted to match the outfit. So we're going along. We see a two-player boat coming. And I'm like, hey, they're coming behind us. They're going away. Nope. They're behind us. They're chasing us. Here they come. They're shooting. We get sunk. And then, you know, March 205 messages them. And they're like, yeah, look at your flag and look at you have on there and look at your sails.
And yeah, like, we were flying the battle colors, apparently.
Yeah, like, come fuck with us. We want to fight.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to, like, we showed up on everyone's map. That's, like, how aggressive we were. Like, the flag that was up is one that says, like, we like to get a little rowdy. And we don't, and we shouldn't. And, like I said, most of the things that happened were errors on our part. But to me, that... it got away from us. Like, Sea of Thieves is most fun to me when we are, like, in control of what's happening. When we're just freestyling, it's a little bit like GTA, where, like, when we get in GTA and I haven't played in a while, the first time we get in, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. In a casino, we're blowing up 150 cars, we're jumping off of cliffs. But then the second time, I'm like, okay, I need purpose.
Yeah.
And the last two times we've played Sea of Thieves, I felt like we had purpose. Or at least I did. I know that one time I felt like I did the mission by myself. Maybe not great, but I felt like I had purpose. This time, I felt like no one had any purpose.
Mm-mm. We were trying, just didn't work. And it was bad because the guy killed us probably two times each.
Oh my gosh, he just demolished us by himself.
Yeah, so he basically killed 8 people because I think I died twice.
Oh, I probably died at least twice.
Yeah, and so I think he killed 8 people all by himself. And I was like, Jesus, that's crazy. And then, you know, Marshall 205, you know, message them. We get back on, like you're saying, we get to the next ship. We find a sunken ship and we're bringing all this treasure in. So that was good. We go sell it. We make some money. Then we go back out. Okay, let's continue doing the mission. So we start going doing the mission. Then some other things happen. The very end, we decided to blow the ship up so we can get a trophy. Going down, playing music, going down with the thing. So
yeah, we sunk the ship just to pop a trophy because the rest of the night had been a disaster.
Right, and we're like, oh, I can't do no more of this. I mean, it was fun sometimes, and then sometimes it's not.
I think it's fun, but I do need that purpose. When we're just on killing time, which is fine. Like if you text me and said, hey, let's just get on Sea of Thieves and goof off on a non-game night, I think that's fine. We could all talk. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're engaged or not. We can just go try to find treasures. Like I'm good with all of that. But when we're playing game night, I want to accomplish something.
Yeah.
Like, again, if you text me on Tuesday and like, hey, let's see if everybody just get on and we'll just fuck around on the ship. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't care that someone's on Reddit and somebody's on TikTok and I'm in the kitchen making food. Like, I don't care. But on game night, I feel like there should be, if we're going to go to all the trouble to schedule time to play together, we should accomplish something.
Right. See, that's how I got. Remember that, was it the delivery service one?
Yeah, the totally reliable delivery service.
And so that's how it was. Like, I was wanting to play the mission and do stuff, and then everyone else was wanting to goof off and, oh, look at this. I got this.
Yeah. Which is fun for, which is why we played that game for 2 weeks, because. Mm-hmm. It was not fun after you did that. It's the same exact thing, you know, where it wears off. I don't know. I think we need purpose when we play on game night.
Yeah.
It's okay that we didn't have it here, but I think we would have had more fun if we did.
I mean, it's still a fun game to play. It's a good game to play.
I like Sea of Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to be in the right headspace when I play that game. And on game night, I want to like accomplish something. And when we play crazy Ultimate Chicken Horse, that game's fine. It's a competitive game.
Mm-hmm.
But when we play like a story driven thing or a game where like even when we play GTA, like I want to run the heist. I don't want to just drive around.
Yeah. Except when we play Zombie on before, you don't want to continue the story on that.
That game's not good is the problem.
Hate that game.
It's just not good. What's a shooter? So it was already starting
right
off on a bad foot with me. It is not a good shooter, to be clear. It is a bad shooter.
It is.
And I also thought it was weird you picked a game you'd already beat.
Because I wanted you guys to play with, because you could play four players. And I got tired of just wanting to say, hey, let's do a four-player shooter and let's see what happens.
Yeah, you just already beat it. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was strange, too, because you knew what was coming.
But you guys all pick games you guys played. Also,
I don't think anyone had ever picked anything that they had beat except for Turtles.
Earth Defense Force.
We played game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess he beat that. We only played that for 1 week, though. So we ran all the way through Zombie Army when you had already done all the missions, which I thought was weird. Like, you knew what you were telling us what to do.
Yeah.
You already knew, so I thought that was weird. It doesn't matter. The point of game night, you pick a game, we all play it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have purpose. That's all.
So this next, I don't care. This about coming that. Up Thursday, we got to make sure we, I guess, finish a mission or do an easier mission.
Here's what's crazy: complete. We've been trying to do the Jack Sparrow stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on 8 weeks, and we haven't completed it.
I know.
8 weeks of playing Sea of Thieves, and we've not completed one storyline.
2.5 hours of play each week.
It is wild how inefficient we've been.
But I mean, as I say, it's still fun.
It is. And again, I like Sea of Thieves.
Yeah. All right. So let's get
let's some news. News.
All right. So there's some just random stuff here and there. There really wasn't a big news week for news overall. The first item, Major Nelson shared a little fun fact about the Halo Series X Celestial design, this console.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the Celestial design is where they designed the sky up on the little dots on there. It's what it looks like over the studio.
That's cool.
Yeah. So when you look up in the sky and you see the studio, what's up there.
All that's the stars fun. That's a fun touch.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a pretty cool thing. Next little item. That just is pretty cool. Someone did custom items. I love custom items. Someone made a GameCube retro PlayStation 5 DualSense controller.
It's incredibly badass. I bet it's shit to play with.
Oh, yeah. But it just looks good, though.
The yellow nub, but it is... That's a sexy, sexy controller.
Mm-hmm. And I love...
It gives me all the nostalgia.
I love people doing custom control. I follow this guy on Instagram who does custom controllers, but he charged like $180 to $240 for a custom controller. And he's got two on there I would like to get, but I don't really want to know if I want to pay that much for
controller. Well, that one gives me all the feels. I love that controller.
Mm-hmm. You see, it's got the clear on the left trigger and the on the right trigger's blue.
Yeah. It's got the correct knobs, the clear on the, it just looks so very well done.
Mm-hmm. And you can buy it for $150. He is selling, the guy that makes it.
I would love to have one of those. $150 is a lot of money. I would love to have one.
Mm-hmm. The same.
It's a lot of money, though.
All right, next one. Microsoft CEO says there's going to be more games coming to PlayStation 5 or coming to PlayStation. Apparently, they have the porting project, Project Latitude is what they're calling it, where they're porting games from Xbox to other consoles, other systems, has been put on pause for a little bit because the Indiana Jones game's coming out. And they're waiting until that game comes out before they start picking it back up. Because there's going to be a delay from when Xbox gets it compared to when PlayStation gets it.
I don't think anyone should be concerned. They are going to be full steam ahead with bringing games to PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
They have seen the success of Sea of Thieves, and I would say also Grounded. I wouldn't be too concerned. You're going to get everything you want to get
mm-hmm.
on PlayStation because Microsoft needs the win and needs the money.
They said
and let me rephrase that. Microsoft doesn't need the money. Xbox needs the money.
Yeah, they said more than likely Gears of War will be one of the later ones, and Halo is going to be one that they might tease it, but not really do it, just to see what people think.
I think there's no world in which you don't see that Master Chief Collection get ported over in some shape, form, or fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they do it game by game or if they bring over that full Master Chief Collection, that game's going to be playable.
Mm-hmm. All right, this next one, another mod. I mixed the two mods up. There's an Xbox handheld that someone modded up. No emulation. It has the whole little thing. This is the handheld the guy made. It doesn't look great, but I love the idea.
I was going to say, not a shot at anybody for how good that PlayStation controller just looked. Mm-hmm. Just know visually, guys, this is the opposite.
Yeah.
What I will say, this thing looks like something that a Beluga whale would birth. But it is running the original board from the Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm sure the internal components and the way it's set up is extremely impressive. It seems to be like maybe the shell design is not this person's strong suit.
Mm-hmm. But I love the idea.
That thing's big as shit. It's huge.
Yeah. That's a 9-inch 4080p display. So it's a 9-inch screen.
Yeah. It's big.
That's what he said.
Yep.
All right. It's weird. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella gets $30 million pay raise putting all the layoffs. So his salary was $2.5 million, but he braked in $79 million after bonuses and awards and stock options.
Here's what I'll say. I mean, I don't know what that gentleman is or isn't worth optically. Mm-hmm. Not a good look to lay off people's job and still take your bonus. Now, I can't speak for what I would do in this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? If I'm him, I might say the hell with it. I'm taking my money. It's not my fault all these people got laid mm-hmm. off. It had to happen. It was a business decision. I'm still owed the money I'm owed. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will tell you optically, this is a super, super crappy look.
Yeah. So last year he made $39.24 million, and then this year he made $71.24 million.
Yeah, to lay off all those people and then be like, oh, that's more for me. That's not what this is, but that's how it looks.
Yeah.
Not great.
No, it's not.
But it is what it is, I mean.
It's the corporate that happens all the time, unfortunately. All right, so there was a mysterious online test the Nintendo did. by some users to try this game out. And apparently this game is a Minecraft inspired MMO. And apparently it did like pretty good. People really liked it. There's this little beacon you can put down. It'll give you like your little area where you can create your own little world and not really bother anybody else.
But does it just turn into Rust where everyone is destroying everybody as time goes on?
Right.
You know, that the idea sounds great, but people suck. So I'm curious to what that would turn into over time.
So it is not a Minecraft MMO. It's inspired. So it's kind of like one of those games you can play like Minecraft. What was it, the Dungeon Quest or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dragon Quest or something like that.
Minecraft Dungeons.
No, the actual game. There was called Dragon Quest or something. You could build.
Oh, Dragon Quest Builders.
Yeah. That it's going to be something like that where you build.
I will say Dragon Quest Builders visually gives you Minecraft vibes, but that game is very different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind inspired as long as it's not a ripoff.
Next one, more Minecraft news. They said after ditching the PlayStation VR support, they're also going to cancel the PC support as well next year.
It's a shame, man. The VR for Minecraft was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that in leaving the PSVR that they were going to focus more on Quest and the PC VR. It's really bums me out that they're just leaving it all together. It's really good.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Speaking of MMOs, Pokemon is also going to be doing an MMO, and they're calling the codename is Rodeo, but there's a Pokemon MMO and there's actually a little video of it.
Would you play it? Would you get into Pokemon if there was an MMO? Oh, video's gone. Rest in peace.
Yeah, they deleted it.
Yeah, I bet those are all deleted because the icons are not showing up correctly. These were a leak, so it looks like the leak has been plugged. I'm sure you could still find it out there. We just, we're not going to do that much work.
Yep, it looks like they got rid of it, but it was not, I'm not going to play that. Pokemon Go is close as I got to it.
Yeah, Pokemon Go is such a time and place, but man, I like that time and place.
Mm-hmm.
Not the COVID part, but I like that everybody was doing it.
Yeah, so Fallout, Bethesda had a Fallout Day 2024 to go over a bunch of stuff for Fallout. They brought up there's a bunch of new updates. They're adding 4-star legendary gear, player titles, camp pets, so you can have a cat and a dog at your camp. Apparently, you're going to be eventually to have a companion, like what come around with you, and it's going to be the dog, like dog meat from Fallout 4. You can play as a ghoul. Then there's a bunch of sales and events coming out for Fallout, which I'm glad they keep on doing stuff with Fallout 76. They keep on pushing things out. That's a game I really, really liked.
Could a new person get into Fallout 76 right now?
Yeah.
Without it being just unbearable.
Oh, no. Yeah, it would be good because anybody gets in new, there's so many people helping you out. They're giving you weapons. They're giving you there's areas you can go to and pick up stuff. And you can
everybody's an asshole that plays that game still.
Right. Yeah. The assholes are getting called out really quick in this game now. You can join teams.
That's good.
Teams will help you. You need to level up. Come on, join me.
That's cool.
Compared to before where they're trying to just fuck your base up and. Those people all gone to a PC.
Yeah, I guess if people are not, if the community itself is not rallying behind the assholes and is not made up completely of assholes, it'll allow that game to breathe and to hang on. And that's probably why it's had the longevity that it is. It's not just gone to the dicks.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's good to know.
So speaking of Fallout, the Fallout London was a mod that a creator created, and they hit 1 million people playing.
That's cool.
Yeah. A modded game.
I like mods. I love the idea of mods. I like that console games you're starting to see now embrace mods a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like well done mods. I like mods or people who take the time and put the energy into it to make it good, not mods that are game breaking.
Yeah. All right. College Football 25 has beat Madden 07 as the best-selling football game of all time.
It's no surprise. It was gone for a long time. Everyone wanted it. And then I mean, you remember back to the launch, it seemed like even people that didn't like football games were playing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't do anything for me. I'm not going to play it, but I'm glad it's there for people that want to play it. I'm glad players are getting something for it, even if it's doesn't feel like a ton. I'm glad that it exists.
Yep. All right. So, and also on this little news, before I forget it, the Quest 3 and Quest 3S is going to become games coming. Batman Arkham Shadow. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it looks cool.
It does. I almost want to get a Quest 3 just to play it.
Or would 3S. You get a 3 or a 3S?
I probably have to get a 3 just to,
yeah,
to get the better one. Might as well.
Now, you know what happens though, right? You buy the 3 and then a month later the 4 is announced.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, it's like with electronics, it seems like anymore, I'm afraid to buy anything. If I don't get it when it first comes out, I'm afraid to buy it because I feel like the next iteration is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. So my brother's a big phone guy, so he always buys like newer phones. He bought the Fold 2, the Fold 3, the Fold 4, and then now he just seen that he just got the Fold 5. Just, I mean, 2 weeks ago, and he just seen the video of the tri-folded phone. He's like, damn, I'm about to get that one now.
Yeah, I think if you get them when they first come out, you can operate. It's expensive, but you can operate that way. But if you wait like 8 months after a phone comes out to get it, it's like, well, the new one's about to come out. I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Like you have to get them when they first come out or there's no life on them. Right. The assumption is after the 3S is out now that their next headset would be the 4.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to see Meta calm down and say, hey, this is our headset.
Right.
Like we're going to run with it for like a console style generation where it's going to be out for 5 or 6 years before we start worrying about the new one. That would be great.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, the VR side of Meta loses money. I don't know what the future even looks like for MetaQuest. But I hope it stays around and, maybe you could sell the 2 and recoup some of the money for the 3 and just live with the idea that the 4 might come out.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. All right. So last week or the week before I brought up the Assassin's Creed Shadows Collector's Edition, they had to pull back the statue because of, you know, certain controversy with it. Well, they're going to release with the newer statue, but they're dropping $50 on it. People were like, okay, that's cool. You're dropping, it's going to be down $50 from $279.99 to $229.99. But they're also canceling the season pass and early access. If you do get it, they had it in the game, but now they're getting rid of it.
Yeah, it's pretty crappy. I get that you're pulling the statue out and there needs to be an adjustment made for people, but you took other crap that wasn't part of the issue.
Right. So you pulled the season pass, I guess, because the collector's edition is going to come out after the game comes out. But we'll see.
I don't know. I think that's a weird move, but.
Yeah. The game has been pushed back to February 14th of 2025.
Yeah.
So it is not coming out this year because of the statue.
So right. Weird.
Yep. Next.
Not the collector's edition, I think you mean.
Yeah. Collector's edition.
So the game was pushed back. The collector's edition.
The collector's edition got pushed back.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry. So Roblox has had a big issue going on. There's a bunch of people reporting about Roblox and this pedophile ring and stuff like that. When I was in Florida, it was brought up because I have an 8-year-old niece and she plays Roblox. And so we brought that up. So the people in Roblox decided to make some changes to like the settings and stuff to parents. The parents are being emailed. You have to sign up. You have to set permissions between your child to where you're allowing them to talk to people. Are they allowed to talk? Are they not allowed to talk? So they're putting more parental discretion on the game, which I think is amazing. And other games should do this.
Yeah, I am very anti-pedophilia, so
yeah.
I'm good on them, and I do hope that games that don't have what it needs to have, and this is an issue, do fix it, because I'm not a fan.
Yep. So also in Roblox, they had Roblox Smash Hit Dress. Have you heard of Hit Dress?
I have not.
Okay, so that's basically a costume type thing, or Dress to Impress. Is a game.
No.
So they had this hot dog costume. And they decided to pull it.
Well, the hot dog looks a little bit like a dick.
Yeah. And that's why.
Someone has made the hot dog flesh colored and then put a beanie on the top. You can use your imagination, but
mm-hmm.
Someone has made this more dick-like.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that it is dick-like.
And here's another version of...
Yeah, I would say that one is less dick-like than the last one, but still dick-like. I don't know about the ball flare on this one.
Yeah.
I don't like what's happening here, though.
Yeah, so people are also going after the person who did that, thought it was like untasteful. They knew what they were doing for a game like this that kids will play.
I will say whoever did it did know what they were doing. Oh, yeah. It's very intentional.
Mm-hmm. So this little article here I thought was pretty cool. They go over the best game selling games. I'm only showing the top three of 2000. Two Pokemon games were the best selling games. This is like Stadium and then the gold version.
Pokemon gold Stadium, which I believe was for GameCube, and then Game Boy Color.
Mm-hmm. Then Tony Hawk Skaters was like Reach Out 3 and 4. Then yeah. They'd have Tony Hawk again, Grand Theft Auto.
Madden 2002.
Yeah.
Is that Dante Culpepper on the cover?
Yeah. And in 2002, you had Madden, GTA 3, and GTA Vice City. 2003, Madden again, Need for Speed Underground, another Pokemon game. And as the years, we start seeing a little difference. Halo 3, Madden 05 again, GTA again. And then let's see, 05, we had Call of Duty, Madden 06, Star Wars Battlefront 2 were the top three games. I'm not telling you in order. I don't know which one's number one, number two. Madden 07, NCAA Football 07, and then Gears of War. So it's Madden 07. This was the number one selling football game of all time, which until just now. And this is the one that had Sean Alexander on the cover.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I saw the one. See, Madden. So it wasn't until 2008 Madden was beat. Wii Fit was number one. And then Rock Band.
Wii Fit.
And Guitar Hero.
Man, the peripherals were top notch in 2008.
And then the next year, Wii Fit made it again. Then 2009, Wii Fit, Super Mario Brothers. I keep on going on. I just thought it was pretty cool that they're doing Wii Fit Plus 3 years. Halo Reach. Then finally Madden comes back with old Peyton Hillis on the cover.
Yeah, he did not have much of a career.
Yeah, that was the whole Madden effect. But I said we can keep on going on. But that's pretty much all I have for this week in news. Unless you had anything else, I guess we can call it a day.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Well, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on the socials, game_Stitch, and at Ho Effin' Show. This is episode 612. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.